In Chapter 3, we studied process paths, and we learned to construct hypothetical process paths to make it easier for us to evaluate changes in state variables like U and H. We built our HPPs from a series of steps in which just one property of the system changed. It turns out that these building blocks in which just one state variable changes are used so frequently that they have their own names. Most of the names begin with the ISO prefix. ISO has a Greek origin, and in this context, it indicates something that does not change. So, in an isobaric process, the pressure does not change. In an isothermal process, the temperature does not change. And in an isochoric process, the volume of the system does not change. Now keep in mind that if the volume remains constant and the system is closed, then the specific volume, V hat, also remains constant. The root words baric and choric may be new to you, so you'll need to memorize them. There are a few other ISO-type processes that will come up later in the course, but not very many. Now we're going to apply the first law to isobaric and isochoric processes. Our goal is to determine values of the state variables based on the nature of each step using the techniques that we learned in Chapter 3. Then, in some cases, we can use the first law to evaluate Q and W. Now remember, Q and W are important because they help us evaluate the performance of the process. Now, let's get on with the show.